Let's begin. We're on the bottom of the Samach Tesamun Beis, the new Mishnah there. So the Mishnah talks about Eim Asai, maybe Chagiga. So, Ima, when do you bring the Chagiga? Along with the Karban Pesach, we also have the Karban Chagiga. So the Mishnah tells us, when do you bring, you don't always bring the Karban Chagiga, it's only certain times. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah rather says, Bizman Shuba Bechol, when the Karban Pesach is brought during the weekday. Bitara, when the tzibur is tara, and uvimuat, when it's very little, which Rashi explained. You see uvimuat, three lines from the bottom, shaya pesach muat, when the pesach is very little, la'achiz b'nei chabura, when let's say you have a large chabura amongst the karm pesach, so when you split up, you divvy up the food, the amount of meat, it's very little for each one. V'ochlan chagiga, therefore you eat the chagiga tchila, kidei sheyehei pesach gamar sviyasan v'teichashav lehen achila. There's a dinner. That the Karban Pesach has to be eaten ne'echal al hasova. It has to be eaten when a person is full and a person is satisfied. So if you are eating just a little bit of the Karban Pesach, you're not going to be full from the Karban Pesach. It's not al hasova. So therefore, you eat the Chagiga first in order to up, and then the Karban Pesach is eaten last. So that's the final thing you eat that fills you up. That's the idea. So you need those three criteria. That's b'chol, b'taru, v'mu'ah. Then the Mishnah says, Bizman shehu ba b'Shabbos, if Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Or if it's b'meruba, which means there's plenty of meat to go around the chabura. Or if a tumah is brought b'tumah, all those, either, if one of those cases are true, ein mevin ima chagiga, then you do not bring the Karban chagiga.
Tumah means that the
rov of the kalas. Right. So then the Mishnah says, chagiga ha'isa ba minatzonin minabakar. You could bring it from any of the sheep, or from cattle, mina kvasim, mina izim. You could bring it from the kvasim tzonar, I think more generic type of, I think within tzon there exists kvasim and a seh. And then mina izim from goats, from sheep, mina zachar, mina nekevos, from males, from females. And it's eaten for 2 days and one night. So these are the halachas around the chagiga, and we'll see in the Gemara how connected the chagiga is to the Karban Pesach. So it says the Gemara, my Tana, the Kasani Chagiga. Where in the world did Chagiga come from? Up until now, we've been talking about Karban Pesach. Suddenly, we just changed gears to Karban Chagiga. What's the connection of this Mishnah to the previous Mishnah? So it says the Gemara, Tana Harkavso Vavaso Delo Dachi Shabbos. That carrying the animal, the Karban Pesach, on Shabbos, or bringing the Karban Pesach from outside the Tchum on Shabbos, those things are not Docha Shabbos. You may not do those things, even for the purpose of Karban Pesach, one may not do that. So therefore, V'kasani Nami Chagiga Dilo Docha Shabbos. They brought also the case of Chagiga, which is also not Docha Shabbos. That's the connection, that things that surround the din of Karban Pesach, which are not Docha Shabbos, is what the Mishnah is talking about. So then the Mishnah, Gemara says, V'hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say, Eimasai Mevin Imo Chagiga, Bizman Shu Ba Bechol, Bitara uvemuat. So when do you bring it? So what's the girsa change he says here? So Rashi says last line Tana Harkavsa v'chulei Kamar Nami b'ach seifa emasai mevin v'ashmin and dechagiga Nami lo dachi Shabbos afil shchita delay. So why is that Gemara answering the connection to the previous Mishnah? I'm not sure how this changes the gears of the Mishnah.
What changes the gears of the Mishnah?
We're trying to say Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say, and the gears is pretty much the same as the Mishnah. The only difference is maybe versus Mevian.
So the Auskol says, the Perushim said that it doesn't fit the Hachi Kamar here. That in Derech Klal, the explanation of the Gemara, that it's explained the Mishnah in a different way than the simplest understanding. But here the Mishnah doesn't change anything. It doesn't repeat it.
Okay, good. That's what we picked up on.
So what? Ra'in shekatuv betzalach beyishuv l'shon haGemara.
Tzalach, it's a sefer. Tzalach.
Okay.
No de Bihuda. He wrote a sefer at Parish on Gemara, so he explains this. Okay. Apparently, I have the side here, Hagos v'tziyunim in my Gemara, that it really shouldn't be a Hachi Kamar here. It should really be a Amar Nami. It's also said, Emes HaMavin which again is basically what our Mishnah says. So nothing new. Yeah. That's all. Okay. So good. So it says the Gemara in our last line in the Amud, Amar Rav Ashi Shmamina, we learn from here, Chagigas Arbasar, the Chagiga that's brought in Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, Lav Chovi. It's not a real obligation. Di Sakadaita Chovi, he had one thought, it's a real Chovi, Tesi B'Shabbos, it should be Biel Tadoch Shabbos, because the halacha is any carbon that's a Chovas, that's a chova, it's docha Shabbos, like the carbon tamid is docha Shabbos, the carbon musaf is docha Shabbos, these things are chovos. And also v'tisei b'meruba, it should also be brought, even though people are full, there's plenty of meat to go around, if it's a chova, it should always be brought. And furthermore, v'tisei b'tuma, even though rov tzibur is tume, we say tuma hutra b'tzibur, dechuy b'tzibur, that we permit, we push aside tuma when bringing a carbon tzibur. If that's the case, or a carbon, even a carbon chova.
So what's chova chagiga?
Carbon chagiga is just another carbon that has to be brought in Erev Pesach. Now, what are the details of it? That's what the Mishnah tells us, is that it only comes in certain cases. It doesn't always come.
Why it's chagiga? Chagiga is like celebrating.
Right, so I guess it helps, and the Carbon Pesach is also a certain celebration. It helps in celebrating the Carbon Pesach. There is carbonos chagiga that are also brought during the Yontif, which are really more carbon chagiga. I'm not sure why, because this one's brought Erev Pesach, why this one is called a carbon chagiga. The ones that are brought on Pesach itself makes sense why it's called Chagiga, but it's still very much related to the Chag. So we see from here the fact that it's not Docha Shabbos, it's not Docha Tuma, and it's not brought when Bimaruba, it must be, it's not a Chova. So the Tosas, top Tosas here, Lav Chovahi, says as follows. Kolomar Eino Chai Min HaTorah Lahaviyah. There's no obligation Min Deraisa to bring it. De'isak Adaitach Chovahi Min HaTorah. If it had been a Deraisa to bring it, Shuv Ein Lanu Lomar, Sheish Chilik Bein Shabbos L'Chol. There couldn't be a distinction between whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Chol. Davea Karbon HaKavul Ozman, V'Teisa B'Meruba V'Tuma, Elavali Lav Chovahi, V'Ein Abba Ela, it's not Chovah, Ein Abba Ela, Kidei Sheyocha Pesach Al Sova. The only reason why it comes is simply to help, to assist the Karbon Pesach eating Al Sova. So it's not a Chi of Deraisa. And Va'omer Riva says further, Demashbet B'Yushami, Deha De Pesach Nechal Al Sova, Hainu Medir Banam. The concept of eating al sova is only so that shegzeira mishum shvirasa etzim, that you shouldn't break the bones. It's an issa deraisa. When eating karm pesach, you cannot break the bones of the pesach. So they say, wait a second. If the guy is starving, and he eats a little piece of meat, and he wants more, he's going to crack the bones to try to get the moach, the marrow that's inside the bones. That's an issa deraisa. So we said, you know what? Eat something before. Eat the chagiga beforehand, so you don't come to be starving and break the bones. Says the Tosas further, Shimlo Haisa Ba Al Sova, it didn't come when a person's full. Mitoch Shurav La'echol Abasar Shesova Al Tamos Hayabali De Shvirasa. So you can end up leading him to breaking the bones. So it turns out here is that that is Macholkis, whether Al Sova is a Din Deraisa or Din Derban. That's the first part of Tosas. Is the concept of having eaten Al Sova, is that the real din? That's a keem deraisa of Karban Pesach, or is it simply a gzeira, lest the person crack the bones? Then Tosa says further, Vekoshulari, Ri has the following kasha. The hash to mashma in our Gemara, it sounds like, Dilirabanon de ben tema de besamach, we'll see him in a second. Have a chagigas arbasar de rabanon. It's implied, and we'll see in a little bit, that the bringing of the chagiga on Erev Pesach is only a din de rabanon. Ulakaman later on, mashma shimina Torah. And he brings a raya, the Tanya, lo yalim min abasar limud al chagigas arbasar shanel chas l'shayamim. So later on we bring a source that chagiga is eaten for 2 days, which sounds like the chagigas of deraisa. Is the chagiga on your dalad din derabana din deraisa? So he answers, v'yeshlomar de'ashkechan beperkam et chagiga, the Tanya de sphir le shehim derabana. There is an opinion that holds that it is a derabana. The Kamar Vashi, hu aha, kamashmalan chagigas chamishasar in chagigas arbasar lo, alma kasavar chagigas yidal lav deraisa. Okay.
But if the Mishnah says that Chagiga is in Tahara and in Chol and whatever else that's
right, Mir, right?
So this is the Halacha now. So how can Tosfot says, and Tosfot wrote after the Mishnah, but it also is a comment on the Mishnah. So how can they argue about something that is reality?
So yeah, it's a very good question. So the idea might be that if they bring, there's a concept, I'm not sure, I'm speculating, that it's a concept of bringing a nether. One can make a nether. That I don't have to bring a particular carbon, but if I want, I could make a nether and dedicate something special to the carbon pass, to the base of Mikdash, and bring a carbon out of that. So this might be, bringing the Chagiga on Erev Pesach might be, according to this opinion, a neder. There's not a chiv deraisa that I have to bring it. But the Chacham said, since we're able to make nedarim, they obligated everybody to bring this neder, this Chagiga on Erev Pesach, for that reason. So what turns out from Tosos is, some say, no, Chagiga is a real din deraisa. It's a chiv deraisa on Erev Pesach. Others say, it's only a chiv derabanan. That's what comes out of Tosos. So Tosos has two important points. One is whether Chagiga is a din deraisa, din derabanan on Erev Pesach. And the second din is al hasova, that concept that the Pesach has to be in al hasova, is that a din deraisa or din derabanan? Okay, says the Gemara now, three lines from the top. Uvimuat, mihu, when it's brought, bimuat, when it's brought with, when there's only little meat to go around, my time, asya, why do you bring it? To kidatani, like we said already in Rashi already, chagiga, haba, ima pesach, nechas, techila, shehe, pesach, necha, alasova. That's the purpose, that to help the carbon pesach to be eaten when a person's completely full. So then the Gemara quotes the part of the mission that says, nechal, l'shneyamim, v'chula, that the chagiga is eaten for 2 days and one night. Masnisin de lo ke ben tema. This our mission does not go with opinion of ben tema. Who's ben tema? The Tanya ben tema omer chagiga haba ima pesach. The chagiga that's brought alongside, accompanying the pesach, harei hu hi ke pesach. It's just like the karm pesach. Ve'ein an elachas el liyom v'layla. It's only eaten for one day and one night, just like the karm pesach. Now this is not really true. The Achron point out the karm pesach is not eaten one day, one night. The karm pesach is eaten just one night. He says lav dafka. It really means one night. Ein achanami. Because usually the way karbanos are split up, either it's one day and one night, or the other categories are eaten for 2 days and one night. So it just categorizes Pesach as one day, one night, but it doesn't really mean one day, one night, it really means one night. So here he says that ben tema holds is only eaten for one night, and against that Mishnah.
Didn't we say there's some type of kiyam if you do eat it by day? Or am I making that up?
Not that I remember. You eat the karban Pesach during the daytime? Not that I remember. I could be forgetting, but... Says the Gemara further, V'chagigas chamishas, or however, we spoke about there are two chagigas. There's a chagiga that's brought in Erev Pesach to accompany the Karban Pesach, and there's another chagiga that's brought during the Yomtiv. So chagigas chamishas are a chagiga that's brought on Yomtiv itself, that is necheles the sheyamim v'layla echad. That ends up being eaten for 2 days and one night. So says the Gemara now, V'chagigas arbas are yotei ba mishim simcha, V'ein yotei ba mishum chagiga. So if you bring chagiga on Erev Pesach, you're yotze simcha, but you're not yotze your mitzvah chagiga. Because every single person has an obligation to bring a chagiga on Yontif itself. So this, since this was brought on Erev Yontif, you're not yotze your mitzvah chagiga. But you still are yotze your simcha, because you're going to be eating it on Pesach. So again, what are your obligations to bring on Pesach, on Yontif? You have to bring a carbon on Pesach and eat a carbon on Pesach. So when you bring the carbon Erev Pesach, you're only yotzei the achila, but you're not yotzei the hakrava. You're yotzei the achila, which is the simcha, but you're not yotzei the hakrava of the chagigas chamishasar. So Gemara says, my time is the ben tema. What's the reasoning of ben tema? That he connects the chagiga to the carbon Pesach. Kidimasni Rav Lechia Brei. Rav taught his son Chia the following. Says the pasuk v'lo yolin leboker zevach, don't leave over to the morning the zevach. That refers to zevach chag haPesach. Sorry, zevach chag haPesach. So chag ze, why? What's chag haPesach? Chag ze chagiga haPesach kimashmo. That's what it implies. It means carbon Pesach. So in this very pasuk, it implies it includes carbon Pesach and the chagiga. Don't leave it over. So for this reason, Ben Tema says you cannot leave the carbon chagiga over. It can only be eaten for one night. So now the Gemara is going to ask a number of questions. How far does Ben Tema take this connection of the carbon chagiga to the carbon Pesach? So the Gemara asks first, I barilu, the Ben Tema. According to Ben Tema, who connects carbon Pesach and carbon chagiga, nechels tzli, or ein nechels tzli? Do you have to oster roast it? The halacha is that the Karban Pesach must be eaten roasted. It can't be eaten baked, it can't be eaten cooked, it has to be dafka roasted. So does that same halacha of the way you bake it, the way you roast it, apply to the chagiga as well? How far do you take this connection? So the Gemara says, ki akshi rachman al pesach lelina, aval etzli lo. The pasuk only connects it to in regards to leaving it overnight. But in terms of how you cook it, that's not connected. Oh, dilma lo shana, maybe there's no difference. It's a connected across the board. So shema, they bring a raya, halayla zeh, kulotzli. The Mishnah and Pesachim later on tells us that this night has to everything is eaten tzli. That's, I think, one of the manashanas they used to have back in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. One of the questions were, why does this night everything has to be tzli, but the other nights it could be tzli, it doesn't have to be tzli. Why dafka tzli tonight? So what do we mean kulotzli? And it seems to imply that everything has to be eaten, roasted, even in karba chagiga. The Amar Rav Chista zu divrei ben tema shma mina. Rav Chista says this is the opinion of ben tema, who says what do you mean kulotzli? Everything is tzli. So it must be according to ben tema that includes the chagiga. So the Rambam actually brings this down the halacha and as one of the manashanas that everything that night has to be tzli. They ask the Rambam, we don't pass like ben tema, we pass like the chachamim. Only ben tema has the connection of connecting chagiga to the karm pesach. But according to the chachamim, only the karm pesach has to be eaten mitzli, but nothing else. So why then does Rambam quote this halacha of kulotzli? Number of answers are given. The Makarevus and Mishnah says as follows. The Rambam holds that everything, the chagiga and the tafshil, any food that's on the table, on the shulchan that night, has to be eaten before chatzos. What do you mean? If I bring a piece of chicken to the table, I have to eat it before chatzos? I have some potato kugel, has to be eaten before chatzos that night? The Karim Pesach, the Torah tells me I have to eat it before chatzos. But why all the other foods? So they explain, I think the Rambam, I don't know if the Rambam explains it or the Achronim explain within the Rambam, that there's a concern that the Karim Pesach might get mixed up with the other foods that are on the table. Like the same halacha we had, that a piece of challah that was left over from Shabbos, you had meat, you can't use it for dairy French toast the very next morning because possible meat got into the challah. Here too also, it's possible the Karim Pesach got into the other food, so since it's perhaps the Karim Pesach in my potato kugel, everything must be eaten before chatos.
Don't eat it in Bet Mikdash, the Karim Pesach.
They eat it, no, not in the basement, they eat it in Yerushalayim, somewhere in Yerushalayim they eat it. So, so therefore...
Everything has to be tzli also, because it may get mixed up if you don't...
Exactly, everything has to be tzli, because it might get mixed up, and therefore why? Why do everything have to be tzli then? I understand if it gets mixed up, so you have to eat it before chatzos, but also the din of tzli... How does that extend over? Does it make sense to extend it over? Let's see what he says back here.
Maybe you get mixed up with what you're preparing.
Let's see. It doesn't explain why that is, I guess.
The Rambam likes uniformity.
Well, I guess...
People are prone to mixing things up, so you may mix up not doing it sleep but one thing.
Okay, so I'm not entirely sure. He wants to connect those ideas, but now it's not making so much sense to me either. Says the Gemara further, halfway down. Ibarilu leben tema ba min abakar o eina ba min abakar. So one of the lachas were that the Karim Pesach may not come from Bakar. It has to come from Tzon. The Pesach can only come from a Seh or a Keves. It can't come from Bakar, can't come from any cattle, no cows. So the Chagiga, may the Chagiga come from Bakar? Or no, do we connect to the Karim Pesach? It may not come from Bakar. Further, Baal Minan Kevos, the Karim Pesach can only come from a Zachar. So what about the Karim Chagiga? Do we allow the Karim Chagiga, according to Ben Tema, to come from the Kevos? Or ain't a Baal Minan Kevos? And furthermore, the Karim Pesach can only be brought when it's a year old, the animal. So what about Chagiga? Can that be brought ba ben bas sheshanim? Can it be a two-year-old animal? Oh, ain't a ba bas sheshanim, or cannot be brought 2 years old. It has to be 1 year old, just like the Karim Pesach. How far do we take this connection of Chagiga to the Karim Pesach? So says the Gemara further. Ki akshi rachman al-pesach l'midi d'achila. So we only connect the Chagiga in terms of eating, which means how long I can eat it for, how to have it eaten, roasted or not, about chol mili lo, but other things, the type of animal it is, the specifics of the animal, that's not how you eat it, so maybe that isn't part of the connection. Ol dilma lo shana, there's not a difference, we connected it across the board. So the Gemara brings the Braisa to support Azariah Toshma Chagiga Haba Ima Pesach, the Chagiga that's brought in with the Karim Pesach, Harehi Ke Pesach, it's just like the Pesach, which means, Ba Minat Son, it comes from only the Son, the sheep. The ain't a bab min a bakar doesn't come from cattle, just like the Karim Pesach. Further, bab min a zachar and vein a bab min a kenevus, it only comes from the male animals, just like the Karim Pesach. And bab bas shnasa vein a bab bas shtesharim, it also has to be 1 year old and no older than that, just like the Karim Pesach. And lastly, or not lastly, but vein o nechelas, El Yom V'Laila, Veinu Ne'achaz El Tzli, it's only eaten the nighttime, just like the Karban Pesach, it's only eaten when it's roasted, Veinu Ne'achaz El Mnuyav, it's only eaten for those who are part of the guest list, so it seems like it's completely across the board, the halachas of Karban Chagiga to Karban Pesach. Now, Man Shmashlei, Dislei, Hai Svar, who is the opinion who holds such a logic connecting the two? It's Ben Tema. Shmamina, Kula Milsa, Ba'ina, and Shmamina. It sounds like across the board, we make this connection, compare the two, Karban Pesach, to the Karban Chagiga.
We don't say it's all, it has to be Al HaSova. I mean, obviously, the point of it is to make the Pesach Al HaSova. So we're not going to say Al HaSova, right?
That would be, like, obviously impossible to say.
We also don't say it's the last thing of the day. I mean, so.
Right. So if it's EFSHA, things that are EFSHA you couldn't do. Are there other things that they ask this question? I wonder, what else could you actually learn from this connection?
Do we say that everybody, that you have to eat up the entire animal?
Do you have any nosar? The Gemara is about to ask about Shvira Sa'etzem. That's the Gemara, the next question in the Gemara.
According to Chaim of the Briskara, there's two chiyuvim. Everybody has to have a kezayis from it.
They discuss this also, how much you have to eat.
Not much like the Pesach through and through. It's according to Ben Tam, it sounds
right.
Like
right. I would say that I would view more, to answer some of the questions you said, it's not like a new Karban Pesach, it's really the beginning. It's part of it. It's the first eatings of the Karban Pesach. So you add to me, in reality, you are Mekayim Al HaSova, because by the fact that the Karban Pesach follows it with Al HaSova, it's all really, it's not Al HaSova, no. Well, that's the machlokas. What's Al HaSova mean? Does Al HaSova mean by the end you have to be full? Or does it mean you have to already be full when you're eating it? So if you understand that, no, when you're done eating everything, you're full, so then Chagiga is the beginning of the Karban Pesach, and you finally get yourself Al HaSova at the end, so then you've accomplished that din as well. In terms of Kazayas also, if you are mitzari with the Chagiga or with the Karban Pesach, I'm not sure if you can, but also if you can, though, you'd be Mekayim the Shir Kazayas as well. But maybe that's another question to raise. Within Ben Tema, how much is it simply a Hechsher, or it's really the Haschalos Karban Pesach?
Well, what's up with the guy that doesn't eat meat?
What's with the guy that doesn't eat meat?
They don't have vegetarian.
Not going to work in a
vegetarian, yeah.
Doesn't work exist.
There's no such a thing.
Yeah.
It's never Mekayim Simchas Yontif. Simcha Labasar B'Yayim.
I guess any korban doesn't make them.
I mean, there are sources, people, and vegetarians have this idea that Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat meat. Only was allowed to Noach. Some say the Asur Lava, we're going to go back to the times of Adam Rishon, and therefore all meat will be Asur to us. What does that mean about korbanos? I'm not really sure.
Adam Rishon didn't wear clothing either, so he doesn't wear clothing.
Well, I guess if we get back to Kod Machet,
like that
if we get back to Kod Machet, so then who knows what will be. Okay. And the truth is, they discuss about Tchias HaMesim, what are people going to be wearing when they get up Tchias HaMesim. You know, any clothing that they're wearing, by the time they get brought, there will be nothing left to the clothing. Anything they're buried in, it's been disintegrated.
Definitely wearing GQ, you know, like Dolce & Gabbana, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Remember, Eitan Feiner, I think, a few years ago, gave a shir once on Tchias HaMesim, all these different dinim of how you come back, do you come back the age that you were when you died, do you come back younger, do you come back, it came up here a little bit also, that you come back however you were, if you were blind, if you were deaf, come back that way, and then the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes as Merab and he heals you. So he dealt with some of these questions once. What clothing do you wear?
They can invent maybe clothing that doesn't, you know, go away.
That's your
Nike Dry Fit, what do you mean? Where do you have that?
Like what?
Nike Dry Fit.
No, but for Tachrichim, for the Met.
That doesn't go bad?
That will solve one problem.
I would think it would last much longer because it's a lot of polyester.
But still, like
it's
hundreds of years.
Polyester with spandex. It lasts longer. It's 95% spandex, 5%.
They're very comfortable.
What's it, these are?
Right. Okay, so that says the Gemara now, going along with this idea of Ben Tema that connects the Karban Pesach to the Karban Chagiga. So how far do we take this? The Gemara asks one other question. Ibarilu. The Ben Tema Yesh Ba Mishum Shvias Etzem or Ein Ba Mishum Shvias Etzem. So, is there an Issa to break the bones of the Chagiga just like there's an Issa to break the bones of the Karban Pesach? Afagav, the Gemara explains, the Chiakshir Achon El Pesach Amar Kra Bo Vilup B'Chagiga. Even though the Torah already connected the Karban Pesach to the Chagiga, in the context of the breaking of the bone, the Pasuk says, the etzem lo sishperu vo, and don't break the bones of it. Bo seems to say exclusively only the Karban Pesach, but not anything else. In other words, not the Chagiga. Old Dilma, hi Bo. Bo comes to teach me Bebasar, Bekasher rather, Lo Bepasul, Hudasa. No, Bo comes to include only something that's kosher, a kosher carbon, but not to apply the Isser to a pasul carbon, but has nothing to do with excluding the Chagiga, and maybe the Chagiga would be Bechlau, the Isser of Lo Sish, Vetzim, Lo Sish Beruvo, according to Ben Tema. The Mar brings a Raya, Toshma. Sakin Shenimtes Bar Ba'asar, Shochi Bob Miyad. So let's say on the 14th of Nisan you found the knife lying on the floor, you could take this knife and shecht it right away. You could assume that it was Tahor, and you don't require a tevila, you don't have to bring it to the mikvah. Rashi explains, shachet bo, pischo miyad, you could check that your Pesach right away. V'ein tzarech lahat bilo zeh ha-motzah. The person who finds it does not need to be matvila in the mikvah. Dimistama hit the bilu ha-balea im tmei ha-hayisa. Dimistama on Erev Pesach, the person who owned it, probably already was matvila. Hit the bilu ha-b'shlosha asar. Fine, that's, right, hit bilu ha-b'shlosha asar. Kidei shehi ha-erev shemesh v'tei tara bar-basa. Din is that for the kli to be completely tahor, it requires a hair of shemis, it requires a sunset. So we assume if you found it on the 14th, the owner of the sakin, it was a one used for a shechting, he must have was tovel yesterday in the Yud Gimel to allow sunset of the 14th to set in. So now it's completely tahor for its use on the 14th. So you find it on the 14th, we can assume it's tahor and you may use it. That's the first halacha. Then the Gemara says, let's say b'shlosha. So if you find it on the 13th, however, shonen matbil, you have to be tovel again. So Rashi explains shonen matbil kolomer afa pisha sofek shema hitbilu habilim. It's possible he already was tovel earlier in the day of the 13th. Zeh shonen matbil, you should tovel a second time just in case. Misafek shema adayin lo hitbilu. Perhaps he may never have been tovel. Why shahayol lahen shahos biyom lat bilu lahayiv shimshup? Because the owner still had time to be tovel later on, so maybe he didn't do it first thing in the morning. So you have to be tovel if you find it. Now, according to this Rashi, let's say you knew the Baal. The Baal already was tovel, you would not have to be tovel the second time. There's a Tosis in Chagiga that says that, no, even Shona Matpil, the Lashon Shona means to do it again, a second time. Even if you knew that the Baal was tovel, you have to do it a second time, because the Tosis says perhaps the Baal didn't know, didn't have in mind it was for the purpose of the Karim Pesach. And when it comes to tevila, you require a kavana. So if you didn't have the proper kavana when performing a tevila, then you have to do it yet a second time, says Tosfos.
Tevila requires specific kavana or kavana that you're being matahere?
The specific kavana. The Mishnah in Chagiga talks about that if you have kavana for chuma, but not for kachim, then you can eat chuma, but you can't eat kachim. If you have kavana for this thing, but not that thing, it only works for what your kavana is. I believe it says if you had kavana dafka for kachim, I think it works for anything that's less than kachim, but it doesn't work for anything that's more. Kachim's the highest.
I would say in those cases, you're intentionally in your mind excluding that the tefillah should have a pula for thing for whatever it was, but someone stam does his tovel or something. It's just broadly going to work for
the everything. Question is, what's his stama das omedis? What's his stam das? I don't know. That's the Tosis they write. So now it says the Gemara again. So if you find it on the 13th, you have to be shown in Matpil. Let's say the kofitz. You find the kofitz, which is a knife not used for shechting, but it's used to crack bones open. So you find the kofitz. So what do you do with it? So bein bazeh, shonen matpil. You have to, whether you find it on the 13th or find it on the 14th, you have to be matpil yet a second time. So, Rashi explains, this is three narrow lines up from Rashi, Shonu Matbil, this is the second time it appears, the word Shonu Matbil, the mitoch she'ein shvir sa'etzim bepesach, you're not allowed to break the bones of a Pesach, ein abaylim tzrichin lo, they don't need it, kol arba'asar al-lamachar, they don't need it for the 14th, they only need it for the 15th when they bring the karmen chagiga of the Yom Tif, but they don't need it for the karmen Pesach, because you can't break the bones, v'yeshalma, Rashi explains, lo hit bilo, they maybe never were matbilit, shehaya lo shos b'yom, lat bilo b'samach l'bein ha-shmashas l'tzrach machar. On the 14th, they could have been matbil on the 14th, later in the day, to allow for Harav Shemesh of the 15th, the night of the 15th, and for the very next day of the 15th day, when they bring the Chagigas Chamishasar, they have that to break the bones of the 15th. Okay. So, again, you find in the 13th or the 14th, you have to still be matbil the Kofit, because there's no heter of Shviras Etzem. So the Gemara makes the following diak now. Money. Who is the author of this Brisa? Elam Rabbanan, if you say Rabbanan authored this brisa, Maishna Sakin the Matvil the Chaz le Pesach. Why only the Sakin do we assume that the Baal was Tavol the Sakin of the 13th to allow him to use the Sakin of the 14th? Kofetz Nami Hachaz Chagiga. According to the Rabbanan, there's definitely no Isser to break the bones of Chagiga. Definitely not. The only Havmi to think there's an Isser to break the bones of Chagiga is if you have a connection to the Pesach. But the Rabbanan, there is no Havmina. So certainly you're allowed to crack the bones of the Chagiga. So for them, there is a Heto to use this Kofetz on Erev Pesach. Why then do we not assume it was, why do we say it wasn't Tovel yesterday on the 13th? According to the Baal, according to the Chachamim, it should have been Tovel on the 13th to allow them to use the Kofetz on the 14th for the Chagiga. So the fact that we don't assume that way, we assume that there's no Heto to use Kofetz, El Alav de Ben Temahi, must it not be Ben Temah as the author? And Shema Amina Yesh B'Mishim Shriyas Etzem. So it must be according to Ben Tema that he says there's also an Isser on the Chagiga as well to break the bones. And therefore, according to Ben Tema, there's never a Heter to break the bones on anything you're going to be eating the night of Pesach. And therefore, we assume that the Kofetz is not going to be Tovel. That's the Raya. So we see from here that the Shriyas Etzem does apply to Ben Tema. Gemara says, lo, not true. Really, the author of this Raya is Rabbanim. Lost the line for a second. Lo liolam rabbanim. V'kigon shabbos b'Shabbos. It's a case where the Pesach is brought on Shabbos. So when the Pesach is brought on Shabbos, we said in the Mishnah that you do not bring the Chagiga with the Shabbos, and that's why. But Ein Echanami had been brought during the Chol, you would have, if you found the Kofetz, you could have assumed it was Tawar, already been Tovel the day before. But when it's brought on Shabbos, it's not permitted to eat Chagiga, and therefore no Heter for the Kofetz. But doesn't this very brisa say mitigasani sefer? The sefer the brisa says, "Chal arbasal lios b'Shabbos." If the 14th falls out on Shabbos, shochi b'miyad, you shechti right away. Ubechamishasar shochi b'miyad, you shechti right away as well. Nimtetz kofetz kshur l'sakin, hariyok sakin. If you find the kofetz attached to the knife, you could assume that just like the knife is tower, also the kofetz is tower. So Gemara says, now michlal dereish la b'Shabbos askinam. The safe of this price, if it's referring to the carbon, referring to when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, does not seem to imply that the Reisha, which is our Raya, the Reisha is not talking about Shabbos. Why would the same price talking about two different cases? I'm saying, why are they talk about the same case? It must be that the Reisha is not talking about Shabbos, yet we still see that you have to assume the Kofetz is Tameh. So it's not the opinion of the Rabbanan. So you're right. It's not talking about Shabbos, the first case. Ella Shabab Meruba. It's a case where Bab Meruba, which we said in the Mishnah, which let's see, Rashi and top here, Rashi top line of Amr Beis says Bimeruba Bechabur Muetes with a small crowd of people. She Pesach Meruba Lehen, that there's plenty of Pesach to go around. V'lo Yavi Chagiga. There's no need to bring the Chagiga because it will be eaten al sova because there's enough meat to go around. So since there's no Chagiga being brought, so therefore there's no need to have Matar the Kofetz. There's no Heter to break any bones. Sigmar says Mina Yade. How do you know that? Rashi explains, "Mino yode ha'bailim." How did the bailim know b'shlo shasar that on the 13th shetehe chaburasa muetes? How do they know? It's only the 13th. They still have a full day. Harei kol shah barn v'nimnam ralavla anashim alma. The whole day, every single hour till the actual Pesach is being brought, people are coming trying to find the chabura, trying to get on a guest list somewhere. V'kodim lahen bochelik min ha'bailim. They're going to buy a portion of the bail to be part of the chagiga ad shasa shchita. Hilgach slo kimle shetehe chabura muetes. They don't know yet that it's going to be a small crowd. Their chabur might grow significantly, and they're going to need to bring a chagiga, so they will need the kofetz in preparation. So on the 13th, they would be matbil the kofetz in case they would end up needing chagiga. Okay, so we see they're very much. Yeah.
You need a sakin anyways for the Pesach.
For the shecht and the Pesach, yeah.
So why would they be using this kofetz at all?
No, what, like once as a knife to cut, like. Cut your meat. This is probably a strong knife to cut through the bone, even. But sakin was only used for shechting. You're not allowed to use they wouldn't allow you to use a shechting.
So you're using this knife to cut the bone in order to eat the bone?
Yeah.
So in this case, it doesn't know. They don't know if it's because it's in Yud Gimel, so they don't know exactly how many people will be in Yud Dalid. And therefore, they bring the sakin to cut the bone through.
Exactly. The kofetz to bring the bone. Exactly. Just in case they bring chagiga. Which is pretty interesting there. It seems like they're pretty last minute in terms of getting the guest list together. You would think that they would have a chabur get together much earlier. But I guess apparently not.
think it's okay. Pretty standard. You know, like, you know, like no one likes committing.
I guess.
It's not a new idea.
I guess so. Okay. Says the Gemara now. So, therefore, that can't be the reason. So we're trying to say that the author of this braisa is not Ben Tema. There's no proof to Ben Tema. It's really talking about according to the Rabbanan. And it's a case where there's no chagiga being brought because we saw, first we want to say it's Shabbos, therefore no chagiga is being brought. No, no, it's not a case of Shabbos because the Seva Shabbos is a case of Chol. Maybe it's a case where it's Mimeruba. A lot of people are, there's enough meat to go around. The Gemara says, no, how do you know? Maybe you're going to have a large crowd by the time the Pesach Shechted and you would need the Kofetz for the chagiga. So what's the case? So Gemara says, "Ve'elah shabab betuma." It's a case where it came betuma, and we said when the carbon pesach brought betuma, the Mishnah tells us you don't bring a chagiga either. If there's no chagiga, there's no need for kovetz because you can't break any bones. So the Gemara says, "Sof minayode." How do you know? Rashi explains. Let's go to Rashi shabab betuma. Shirov Tzibur Tameh. It must be a case where most of the Tzibur is Tameh. B'tanan, the Mishnah tells us. Actually, we could skip this one, I think. Yeah. Let's go. Mino Yadeh. Habaylim Mishlo Shasa Kishmat Bilin Sakineim Sheyuhu Rov Tzibur Tameh. How do they know? They don't know the calculations. They don't know yet. It wasn't so public that Rov Tzibur is Tameh. They didn't take a census. But if they end up seeing that no one's coming, I guess, I don't know how it works exactly. How do they know when Rov Tzibur is Tameh? I'm not sure. That's what he's wondering. How do you know? How does my group of people, my small chabur in my house, how do we know that the entire Tzibur is Tameh? We have no clue. So I guess on the 13th, they didn't know yet. I'm not sure at what point they did know. And the Gemara says, no, it must be a case where they vaday knew. How did they vaday know that everybody was Tameh? Demes Nasi, where the Nasi died. And Rashi explained, the Meis Nasi u'mitzvah l'chol Yisrael l'sasek bo. There's a mitzvah. This Rashi, this is the source that they say, when the Nasi dies, everybody must attend the Levaya, must attend the, go to the Beis Kvaros, other than a Kohen. So it must be a case where everybody became Tameh, and that's how everybody knew, this year it's going to be brought betumah. There's no need for a Kofit, because we can't bring a Chagiga this year. And Gemara says, let's understand this for a second. The Meis Nasi Emas, when exactly did the Nasi die? Ilema de Mace Bishlo Shosar, if he died on the 13th, so Sakin Lamali de Matabile. So why do they have to be Tovel the Sakin, the knife? Because once it's being brought Batuma, even the knife didn't. The Gemara said before the knife had to be Tovel, but not the Kofit. So what's the difference? So everything should be allowed to be Batuma. There's no need for a Tevila. Ve'ela de Mace Bar Basa, must be a case where he died on the 14th. So then, right, so Maishna Sakin de Matbil, Maishna Kofit de Lo Matbil. So still, if he died on the 14th, so on the 13th, they should have been Tovel, both of them as well. The 13th, they didn't know yet, so both of them should have been Tovel. So what exactly is the case where the Nasi dies? So Lo Tzricha, it's a case not needed. The Nasi Goses, Bishlo Shasar, Sakin de Chad Sveika Matbila, Kovitz de Tre Sveika Lo Matbile. So the case was, the Nasi was a Goses. He was in a very bad condition on the verge of death. He didn't die just yet, though. So they said as follows. When it came with respect to the knife, let's be tovel the knife, but there's only a suffix. There's only one suffix. When it came to the kovetz, it's a two sveikos. So what are the sveikos here? So Rashi explains, sakin, further down in the Rashi, sakin the chad sveikahu, dikal meimar shema yomus, hanasi, he might die, but yasu pesach vatuma. Vishim hach sveikah, lo imne letbo. There's one doubt, if he dies, so we could use the sakin, even though the sakin is tamim. But if he doesn't die, so we have to make it tower. So for that one topic, they said, just to be safe, let's be told with a sakin. But Aval Kofitz, Rashi explains, the Trace Veka Islai, there's two, there's a double doubt here. Masakale Mitaras Tvila, they weren't told with it. Why? Shema Yomus Vloyavi Chagigos, Lo Bar Basar Vlub Chamishasar. Maybe he'll die. And if he dies, then I'll see, then we're not allowed to bring the Chagiga at all. Or if you Lo Yomus, even if he doesn't die, let's say, Shema Anilo Etzerech Chagigas Arbasar, I might not need it because Shetehe Chaburasa Muatas Viavo Pesach Bimiruba. My Chabur might be very small and there's no need for Chagiga to help eating Alasova. Since there's a double suffix, there's no need to be Matbil the Kofitz. That's how the Gemara concludes. That's the case.
There used to be Matbil the same skin every Pesach, or it's enough like today that you Matbil it one time?
Every Pesach, I would assume you have to, unless you knew somehow that it certainly didn't become Tame. You kept it in a safe somewhere.
Yeah.
But says the Gemara now. Tanya Yehuda ben Darsai perish who? V'darsai beno v'halach v'yashil l'abadar. So this individual, so he and his son went to the south. Rashi explains, Ben Dursai Pirish Min HaChacham. He separated himself from the Chachamim, who've nivdal behem, and completely excluded, you know, removed himself. Because they would say it's not Docha Shabbos. The Yash Lo Bedarm, he went to the south, to Negev. Rachuk Mishalayim, says Rashi, Shalol La'alos L'Regel, V'yishchayi B'Pesach B'Chagiga. The Kasavar Chagiga Chova V'Afil B'Meruba. He argued in the Chacham. He held that it's real Chova. And it's going to be Docha Shabbos, it's going to be Docha Tumah, it's going to be Docha even B'Meruba. It's always going to be brought. He said, I'm going to remove myself from it. I'm leaving this place. And many Achronim explain that this Rashi, when it says Darom, it means really Chutz La'aretz. He went to Chutz La'aretz, and perhaps when a person's in Chutz La'aretz, there's no chiv to bring the Karim Pesach that year. So he went. He removed himself. B'halach v'yashiv lo b'darim, says the Gemara. Amar, he says, Im yavo el yahu v'yomar lehem Yisrael mibnei maluch hagag sem chagigi v'shabes mahin omrim lo. Let's say Eliyahu is going to come to you guys. He says to Chacham, Eliyahu is going to come back and say, why in the world did you, Chacham, not bring the chagigi on Shabbos? What are you going to respond to them? So omrim lo, they're going to say to him, Timunani al shnei gedole ador shmai b'abtayan shehein Chacham gedolim v'darshinan gedolim v'darshanim gedolim v'lo omrim lehem Yisrael. What do you mean? We're going to say that there are two Gdolei Ador. The name is Shemai Valtai, and we already saw them earlier in the Gemara, like last week. And they never told anybody in Klal Yisrael that the Chagiga is Docha Shabbos. How can we come along and say it's Docha Shabbos? So I'm a Rav. My time with Ben Dursari. Why was Ben Dursari, why was he so convinced that the Chagiga can be Docha Shabbos? Dechsiv v'zavach tepesach la'ashem lokecha tzon nebakar. So you're supposed to shech the Pesach tzon ubakar. My asks, v'lo ein Pesach ela kvasim and ha'izim. It only comes from sheep, it only comes from goats. That's tzon. It doesn't come from bakar. So why then does the pasuk mention bakar in the context of Pesach? It doesn't come from the bakar. Ela tzon ze Pesach, bakar ze chagiga. So that's what it refers to. It's referring to both the Pesach and the chagiga, which comes from the bakar. V'am rachman, and the Torah says, v'zavach da Pesach, and you're supposed to shech the Pesach. So therefore what? We see from here, I guess all the din, we're learning from this halacha, that all the din of a Pesach are going to apply to the Chagiga as well. So just like the Pesach, in the very same pasuk says you're supposed to shech the Pesach on Shabbos, so too you're supposed to shech the Chagiga on Shabbos as well. Amar Rav Ashi, v'anon taima, deprushim neki v'nifrosh. So look at Rashi, the last narrow line of Rashi, we have to be darsh psukim. We have to try to justify the opinions of those who separate themselves from the chachamim. Doesn't make any sense. The chachamim say something. The chachamim are the letter of the law. You can't have a certain individual and come along and say what he thinks is right, and we shouldn't try to justify what he says. Even if you want to say he has basis for what he says, it doesn't make a difference. If the chachamim of basin makes a psak halacha, you can't come along and argue on them, even though you might have a source for it. It's reminding of the case of the Zakin Mamre, the famous case of the Zakin Mamre, the Gemara Psukim talk about, that all of a sudden Hedron say one thing, and the Zakin Mamre goes against them, he could bring all the proofs in the world. If he's going against the rest of the Sanhedrin, he gets a Chia Misa. So what Rashi is, why are we concerned with opinion of the people who separate from them? So Ella, the Gemara says, Ella Kra Lichdav Nachman Hu Da'asa. Is a pasuk like Rav Nachman, the Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Baravua, Minayin Lemosar Pesach Shekarv Shlamim. What's a pasuk coming to teach me? How do I know the leftover Pesach, the remainder of the Pesach, can be shechted as the Shlamim? These are a number of things we spoke about earlier in the last parak. So let's say a case, for example, I shechted, I was mafrish. Rashi brings the case down. Rashi, this first Y line down, the last word, Mosar Pesach, Bein Shehifrish Pischo V'Avid. I separate a Pesach, and I lost the Pesach. When it's Kaper Ba'achir, I brought a different Karim Pesach. Then I found this other one. This other one's called a Mosar Pesach. It's a leftover Pesach. That turns into a Shlomim. How do I know this? Back to the Gemara. What's the source? Shenemar v'zovach the Pesach la'ashem elokecha tzon v'bakar. V'chi Pesach min ha'bakar ba. We said it already before. Does a Pesach come from the bakar? It doesn't. V'halo ein Pesach ba'el min ha'kvasim min ha'izim. So why is it mentioning a bakar here? Ella, teach me, Mosar Pesach, Yehei Ledavar Ba, Minatzonu Minabakar. The remainder of Pesach can be brought for something that comes from Tzonu Bakar, which is the Shlamim. Says the Gemara now, Rabbanan, my time alo dachu Shabbos. So now that we established that pasuk has not come to teach me anything regarding Shabbos. But what's the source? How did the Rabbanan know actually that Chagiga is not docha Shabbos? What's their source? My time alo dachu Shabbos, the Gemara says, Havadai carbon tzibur. It's a carbon tzibur, and the din is that carbon tzibur is docha Shabbos, like the carbon tamir, like the carbon musaf, like the carbonos on Yom Kippurim. All carbonos tzibur are docha Shabbos. Why is Chagiga any different? So Amar Rabbi Eli, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra, Amar Kro, V'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem Shivas Yomim. Shivas Yomim b'Shana. Right. Shiva, Shmona Hava. What do you mean? There's 7 days. They're talking in the context of Sukkot. There's 7 days. There's actually 8 days of Sukkot. What are you talking about? 7 days here. Hela mikan l'chagiga she'ena dochas Shabbos. No. Because during every 8 day period, obviously there's going to be 1 day of Shabbos, so there's the most days you can actually bring, it's going to be 7 days. That's why the Pasuk says, Chagosem, 7 days only to exclude Shabbos. And that's the source that Chagiga is not Dochah
Shabbos. How 7 excludes Shabbos?
Because since Sukkot is always 8 days,
yeah.
So the Pasuk says you can only bring Chagiga.
You must have Shabbos doing it, but in Shiva Yomi, you must have Shabbos as well. It's a full week, including Shabbos.
It's a full week, including Shabbos. No, but let's say Sukkot falls out on
Shivat Yomim.
Right. You only have, let's say Sukkot falls out on Thursday.
And Sukkot is Shmona Yomim, I understand.
So Thursday to Thursday is 8 days.
So it's come because it says Shiva Yomim, and Sukkot is 8 days. That means that it's not Docha Shabbat, because Shabbos is part of this. But, so I'm asking, even in Shiva Yomim, you have, like if they go by the Pasuk, and they're comparing it to Sukkot, which is Shmona Yomim. So the... No, I'm thinking about it. Okay, set up.
Okay, so says the Gemara now. Kiasa Rabin Amar Amar Kiasa Rabin Amar Amar Tilfnei Pamim Shiata Motza El Shisha. There's certain times you're only going to bring 6 days Chagiga. Kigon Kishachal Yom Tovishon Shachag B'Shabbos. Like the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, so day one is Shabbos. Day eight is Shabbos. That allows only for 6 days in the middle. So sometimes it's only 6 days. So Amar Abai Abin Tachla. Rashi says, what does that mean? Last wide, Kovres Bonavaya, he had buried his sons, unfortunately. Salema, Kihamilsa, Shmona lo Mishkachasla, Klal, Shiva Isa Baroshanim. So he was just bothered. Why does the Pasuk say 7 days? What do you mean? Sometimes there are 6 days. So he says, no, because most years it's going to be 7 days. Once in a while, you're going to have a year where it falls out on Shabbos the first day, so then it's going to be 6 days. There's never a case of 8 days, of course. Most cases are 7 days, so that's why the Pasuk talks about a case of 7 days. So, let's get to the next page. We may as well. We have a few minutes left. Amar Ula, Amar Rav, Rabbi Eliezer. Shlomim Sheshachlin Meir Yomtif. Actually, you know what? Let's stop here, because this actually connects to the next stop. Let's stop here.
It's interesting that spindle silent.